Last week, Scott Walker's campaign began sending out advisories that the governor was appearing at some events that were strictly part of his re-election bid. Walker says the challenge of trying to separate when he's governor and when he's running is why he waited so long to formally declare his candidacy.
But at some point, you know, the voters of the state want to see us campaigning. If I wasn't campaigning, they'd say, why is he not campaigning? So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Walker says when he's appearing just as governor, he won't be mentioning his Democratic rivals.
For example, if I was at an official event, I wouldn't be talking about Mary Burke or Brett Husley or anybody else until you guys ask me questions. At a political event, certainly I can talk about those distinctions even in front of the crowd.
Walker says the attempted distinction is not in reaction to the first John Doe probe in Milwaukee that looked at when Walker was county executive and some of his staff were doing campaign work on taxpayer time for the governor's race in 2010. State Democratic Party spokesperson Melissa Baldoff says as governor, Walker does have the advantage of having the bully pulpit.
It's something we've seen from Scott Walker always, that when he is out, his first concern isn't how to serve the people of Wisconsin or how to serve the people of Milwaukee County when he was county executive. It's always with a mind for what is going to make him look the best.
Walker was in New York earlier this week helping fundraise for the Republican gubernatorial candidate in that state. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.